Senate Minority Leader, Len Fasano. Len, good morning.
He's right there all the time.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great.
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, listen, okay. we've got a couple of things going on here, right? We got the cuts to nursing homes.
Yes, you know, here's the thing. It's amazing. These Democrats write the laws, and then when something goes awry, they blame everybody else. So they wrote the law, they put in the budget, that we're going to cut nursing homes $2.5 million each year. And the way we're going to do it is if you don't reach certain thresholds, we're not going to give you money. And the problem with those thresholds is they say nursing beds have to be 70% occupied. If they're not, you could lose more. You will lose more money. But some of these nursing homes, first of all, it's very difficult to get nursing home beds, number one. Number two, some of these nursing homes have dedicated bed for either Alzheimer's or dialysis or something like that, which have some flexibility. So what happens is they're forcing these people to give up beds to get money. It's bad policy. Yeah. They don't fund the home program, so they're forcing the elderly to some of these beds, and then we're going to be short beds as our population gets older. So what they did was they wrote it in there. They put the savings in there. DSS says, okay, we got it. This is what we're going to do. And then people get mad. Rather than taking the blame, the Democrats go, DSS, don't do it. What do you mean don't do it? You told them to do it. So they created a law. They got some backlash. Rather than fessing up, being an adult, and saying, yes, we did the policy, they misrepresent to the public, and they write these foolish letters to DSS saying, don't do it. If you don't want them to do it, go in a special session and change the law. But they blame other people, just like this grocery store tax. This is a grocery store tax. Maybe not every item, I'll give them that. But I would say a substantial number of items are going to be taxed from 0 to 7.35. And what do? They blame the DRS commissioner. They say, well, you know, you read it wrong. They can't take responsibility for their actions. They can't say, hey, look, maybe we didn't mean it this way. Let's go in a session and fix it. No, they're saying to the DRS commissioner, forget what we wrote. Forget what the law says. Because we're getting so much heat, read it this way, because this is the way we intended it. Well, why don't we take all the statutes and toss them out, and every time there's an issue, why don't we ask the majority, what did you guys mean by this? Because forget the words, they have no meaning. I'm a lawyer. Words have meanings. And in the statutes, lawyers get paid to read the words. Judges get paid to interpret the words. You don't go to the intent of the legislature unless there's ambiguity. There is no ambiguity here. It says prepared items at grocery stores shall be taxed. Meals, it actually says, shall be taxed. And DRS said, okay, if you buy something that's edible for a person, obviously, then we're going to tax it from 0.7.35. So you buy lettuce in a package, 8 ounces or less, you can eat that. That's no difference than going to a salad bar at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, we're going to tax you. They put in the word grocery store. It did not exist in the statute. That was deliberate. That was by the Democrats. And now they didn't either think it through or they actually meant it. According to Governor Lamont, they meant it, but some of the Democrats are running from it.
Well, speaking of Governor Lamont, I mean, what are the chances that a special session is called and these policies being reversed?
You know, these guys are just so ridiculous. I guarantee you that a few restaurants are going to close because the Democrats refuse to fix the server tip credit. In other words, this is where servers can get paid less. There's a lawsuit out there, technicality. It isn't what we meant as a legislature or what advice from Department of Labor. And because of that, these restaurants have gotten sued, and they're just going to close in Connecticut and move across. You're going to read very shortly about a few restaurants that are going to close. They refuse to go in there and fix that. They refuse to go into session and fix the Medicaid bed issue. They refuse to go into session to fix the grocery store tax. Because they don't want to admit fault. They don't want to admit that they messed up. They made a mistake.
That's pretty stubborn.
They believe they're infallible.
They messed it up.
But they won't admit it, though.
That's right.
And here's the thing. They don't believe they have any accountability to the people of this state. The reason why I say that, they've had the majority forever.
Yeah.
So where are the voters holding them accountable?
They're not.
For the largest tax increases under Malloy.
No, but they keep voting them back in.
They keep putting them back in. And voters have got to understand, you can't change the direction of the state, the arrogancy of the majority, until you hold them accountable for their votes. Forget Washington. Forget Washington. I hear too many people say, well, you know, it's because of this, that. Forget Washington.
Listen, I got to ask you a question. Yeah. And we're running out of time. Unfortunately, this is a short segment, and I'd love to talk to you longer. But I'm going to ask you this point blank. And this is what a lot of your constituency would like to know. Is this state of Connecticut, are we a lost cause? Is it non-fixable? And if it is, how long would it take?
How long would it take is probably a different answer. But it is fixable. But I will tell you this. Every day that goes by, and I see stuff like this,
yeah,
where the Democrats try to slip the noose and blame other people, and some voters are believing it,
yeah,
I say, what are you thinking about? But we are losing this state. There's no doubt about it. We are losing this state.
I think we all know that. And really quick, I got about 10 seconds left.
When
is special session tentatively scheduled for?
Never right now.
Oh, okay. There's no date.
Hospital deal still hasn't been finished. That's the only thing we're going in for. But I question whether we're even going in for that, because they know these other pieces of legislation can be called into question.
That's a shame. Folks, call your state senators and your state representatives. Thank you so much, Senator Len Fasano, Senate Minority Leader, anytime.